Hello, folks. My name is Ogis, and I welcome you all to Film Score Friday, a brand new show here on Radio Laurier. Here, we will listen to music played in Hollywood films from the last century or so, reliving its beauty and discovering the impact of music in the cinematic light. Often, an episode will be tailored to a particular theme from the films and the songs that have come from. The film's genre, style, director, accolades, or simply its fan-crazed obsession. For instance, one week we will look at the Songs of Stanley Kubrick, featuring memorable music from movies like 2001, A Space Odyssey, Eyes Wide Shut, Full Metal Jacket, and Lolita. We will look at both contemporary movie music as well as music from cinematic masterpieces that have survived the test of time. And revisiting both their instrumental and vocal pieces, we will relive the beautiful experience in cinema, where music helped define the spirit of the film, and in some cases, helped transform film history altogether. Today, in our first episode of Film Score Friday, we will look at music from a variety of contemporary and classic movies from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We'll begin with three classic movie music pieces from a highly successful director and composer duo. Their movies here have lasted decades, garnering both box office and Academy Award success, with music continually being a central part to each film they've collaborated on. So, get comfortable, sit back, and relax as you journey with me through film history and marvel at the sheer power of music in movies. And if you didn't guess it after the third song, the second song, the duo is Steven Spielberg and John Williams, whose five-decade collaboration has produced some of the most compelling music in film. The music just played came from movies Jurassic Park and E.T. To the thrill of Triceratops, to the intrigue of an alien friend, each piece of music serves a powerful purpose, pulling us back into the rich and unique world that Steven and Williams create. A true testament to the versatility of the artists. On to the next song, we'll shift gears to a darker, yet arguably more peaceful tone. This beautiful jazz piece is not only a soothing listen to, but an iconic accompaniment to one of the greatest 1970s films ever made. And that was David Hume's rendition of the theme from Taxi Driver, a Martin Scorsese 70s classic featuring an impeccable Oscar-nominated performance by Robert De Niro for the character of Travis Bickle, a night cabbie who tries to navigate the gritty and lonely Manhattan life. The film also won the 1976 Palme d'Or Award, a highly prestigious award presented by the Cannes Film Festival. This is a superb drama and arguably the greatest film of the 70s. I highly recommend it. Okay, we've been listening to just instrumental music so far. Let's switch it up a bit for the next few songs. The first song was Someone in the Crowd from the Electric 2017 musical directed by Damien Chazelle, starring Emma Stone, who took her first Academy Award for her performance as Mia, an aspiring actress in present-day Los Angeles. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it felt more like Los Angeles from the 40s. The second was Take My Breath Away from Berlin, the love theme for Top Gun from the 1986 Tom Cruise movie with the same name. This electrifying airplane action drama grossed about $350 million internationally, becoming the highest grossing film of the year, 1986. This final song is Simon Garfunkel's Scarborough Fair, most notably played in the 1968 comedy The Graduate, starring Dustin Hoffman and Anna Bancroft. A funny film, actually very profound. Let's visit some of the more classic film genres with three hopeful, inspirational, and fun movies, one from the 80s and two from the 90s. The first song played was from the 1981 film Chariots of Fire, the first British film song we've played so far, also winning the Best Picture of 1982. The second one was Forrest Gump's Suite from the classic 1994 film Forrest Gump, featuring Tom Hanks' outstanding performance, and rightfully so, therefore the winner of six Academy Awards, including Best Picture of 1995. And the final score we heard was Hans Zimmer's You're So Cool theme from the 1993 crime romance picture True Romance, starring Christian Slater and Patricia Arquette. The film was also co-written by the masterful director himself, Quentin Tarantino. The final song I'll play is a magnificent accompaniment to one of my personal favorite films, Out of Africa, the 1985 epic starring Robert Redford and Meryl Streep. This beautiful story explores identity, nature, and the joy of life with a powerful romance set against Africa, a gorgeous backdrop. Most importantly, the music captures the essence of it all. So I'll leave you all with one final note. I'll leave you all to ponder about the meaning of love and life as you listen to a wonderful tune filled with adventure, romance, and endless possibility. Good night, and we'll see you all next week for another episode of Film Score Friday here on Radio Laurier.